Welcome to the Sabres is Good weekly podcast. Each week, Hamed and I will discuss our thoughts about the past week's Sabres news and what we feel is relevant for the current and upcoming weeks. This is a show for Sabres fans. If you would like to share your thoughts with us, you can email the show at saberspodbox@gmail.com. Hello, Sabres Nation, and everybody, welcome back. I'm David Bloom, here every week with Hamed.
What's up? I hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving. I know I did.
Yes, I hope you guys had a good Thanksgiving as well. Lots of turkey and gravy and, you know, all the amenities that come with Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and then we had the Sabres also during the 2 weeks that we were off because of Thanksgiving.
Yes, we had 6 Sabres games since the last time we spoke, which seems like a lot to go over
in our show. We'll get through it.
It will have to be done. So, news relevant with the Sabres. Patty Kaleta.
Yeah, Kaleta's out for 2 games.
Well, he's already served those 2 games. Yeah. So now he'll return to action tonight, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
unless
can't wait.
Coach doesn't want to put him in.
Yeah, but I don't see why he wouldn't play. He doesn't think
if he thinks like he's just being an idiot taking stupid penalties, which he has been doing lately, taking those stupid penalties.
I remember that one stupid hit.
The Florida game where he lost like the
I don't think about it.
But that was an old show. We already talked about that, how much you're disappointed in Patty Kaleta. Injuries are news, but we'll get to that in the injury part of the show. What else really happened in Sabres Nation?
3 losses straight and 3 wins straight?
The 4 losing streak.
Yeah, 4. Well, including that.
Right, including, the 4 losing streak got turned into a 3-game winning streak.
Let's keep that up.
That's interesting. Miller has been playing lights out.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
That's one thing we could talk about. Miller possibly, most likely being the starter for the Olympic team now.
Yeah.
Which could wear him down.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cool that he's a starting goaltender. I just don't like it.
I don't like it either because the schedule's so tight, like right when he gets back.
Yeah, I don't like that. It's going to be tight. Then we're going to have to play a little bit more. And
yeah, he's going to be.
That has led us so far.
So how is that helping? Like, I'm all for Team USA and stuff, but still.
I'm more for the Sabres.
More for the Sabres, that's.
Yeah.
I don't like that part.
He had what, 1 shutout?
He had 1 shutout in the 3-game win streak, and then...
And then he had the 5-1 victory.
5-1, and then the 4-2 victory.
Yeah. I think in all those 3 games, I think he was the top star in my book.
Yeah, he played...
With all the saves he made, like that one crazy save he made.
Review. Ahmed is the schedule man, so we played the Bruins first, I believe, right?
Bruins, yeah, at home.
That was last Friday. Not last Friday, but the Friday before last Friday.
Yeah, because we had a 2-week off thing. So, we started the game with 1-0, and then we let them come back, and
we
shot in overtime.
It seemed like the offense died down.
Recently, the offense not cashing in, as you said before, cashing in on their opportunities.
Yeah, they got to... Take those opportunities to the bank.
I mean, it's kind of switching up from what I said before, how the defense wasn't playing that well. I think the defense is definitely playing much better.
Mm-hmm.
The offense, we're getting a lot of chances. We're watching, there's like 8 chances that should have been goals. Well, you're not going to score on all of them, but...
Well, you're going to have scoring chances, but...
Yeah, and Pound goes open netter, and I don't know, I forgot which game I was at, but...
Yeah, we're not in that game yet, but in the Boston game, Miller played well. It was... low scoring game, and then we just didn't get it done. I think that's pretty much it for that game, right?
Yeah. And then we played...
The next night.
Yep, the next night's at the Senators.
And that was Leem's game.
Yeah, and I'm not going to even blame it on him. He, what was that, 3 of the goals were deflections. He couldn't stop him anyways.
Yeah.
Offense, again.
Offense too little too late.
Yep.
Yeah, they did end up. It was a 5-3 final, so they. But it was
5-1.
Yeah, it was 5-1. So.
In my head, I was like, "Oh man, this is over. Please don't score anymore."
That game, pretty much, you can chalk it up to offense too little, too late. Defense not exactly good enough because Alfredson was walking around everybody.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. I was watching the replay. He was just walking in front of them. And he took a shot.
Yeah.
He was walking. So. And then we played the Capitals.
The following Wednesday?
Yeah, the following Wednesday at their house.
Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
That game was... I didn't surprise me. I'm like, wow, Ovechkin got ejected.
Oh,
okay. That was pretty funny.
Well, he got ejected...
What was the hit on? The hit was on Coletta, right?
I'm not exactly sure, but that reminds me. Remember a few years ago, we played the Capitals in Washington, and when we had Briere on the team, Ovechkin got ejected for a boarding major on Briere, throwing his head into the wall.
I think it was the same thing. Wasn't it boarding?
Might have been.
Yeah, 5-minute
Yeah, see, Ovechkin's a dirty, dirty player. He's suspended two games.
He's so good. I mean, that goal he put on us, he just like slid it across the ice right between Miller's legs.
Yeah.
I was like, wow,
That was a screen, so.
It was a screen, but still.
This game, I think, was a better effort by everybody. It was a really close game. It was a game that could have gone either way. You know, 2-0, Washington was the final. But it was a game that really could have gone either way. Our chances just didn't go in, and their chances did. So that's all you can...
Yeah, Lamov had a shutout.
It was a good game.
Yeah. And then on Friday, we played Flyers at their house. We came up in that game.
Day after Thanksgiving.
Yep. We came up in that game strong, 4-2.
Yeah, it was Stafford had a great move. It kind of looked a little similar to his move against Toronto last year where he went like one way and then the other way, and then actually he got a little help from the defense.
Yeah, poking.
But that was a great move. That was 1-0. And then Flyers...
beginning of the first period, they scored, what, 2 goals in 30 seconds?
It was the end of the first period.
Yeah, well, 2 goals in 35 seconds, 34 seconds,
yeah, whatever. Yeah, right to end the period. There were 4 seconds left in the period. They got their second goal.
Yeah, whatever.
But then the Sabres came back and locked it up.
Yep.
4-2.
4-2 final.
Yep, 4-2 final.
And then the next day again, I think we always play Friday, Saturday back-to-back.
For that month, at least.
Yeah, and I think the month before, too, played Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Wednesday, Friday.
Yeah, all of November. This is still November.
Yeah. And then we played the Hurricanes. I was working on that game, but I was watching it, like, across the room. And
here's that great save you want to talk about.
Yeah.
Miller.
Miller just, like, threw himself in time. I gloved it.
It was a rebound. The Sabres were actually on the power play while this happened.
I think that's like the save of the year so far.
It was a pretty good save. Like he did get up the rebound though, so he had to make up for it.
Yeah, and then we scored what, all 5 goals in the third period.
All 5 in the third period. Yeah,
I actually remember that. I was looking. I was like, oh, we scored, and I went to park a car, came back. I'm like, what? 3-1. What happened?
Yeah, Miller. Kept us in that game. If Miller doesn't make those saves in the second period, Carolina might have won that game.
Yeah.
Might have gotten their 6th win
of
the year.
Well, our offense stepped it up in third period.
Right.
They're just taking shots, you know, more chances, more cashing in on those chances. That was just a well-played
game. You can't lose that game. If we would have lost that game, that would have been Carolina's 6th win of the year.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Only won 5.
That's not good.
That's terrible. And then... Monday.
Just this past Monday.
Yep. The Leafs.
Sabres 3, Maple Leafs 0 final.
Shout out for Miller.
Yep, he earned it too. They had some good chances in the first.
38 saves.
The Leafs looked like they were really running well in the first, and then in the second they kind of died down. In the third they kind of died really down. And then, you know, the Sabres just played like the same game the whole game long, like, you know, an even keel, like, and then...
Yeah.
The Sabres were, like, robotic to the Leafs. Like, you know, at first they were really good.
You told me, I was like, how was the game? How was it working? You're like, oh, the game was kind of boring, most of it.
Yeah.
And then we scored 3.
It was, but...
I mean, it's a Leafs game, though. It's a rivalry. It's a must-watch game, which I didn't get to watch it.
I thought that was one of the best times the Sabres played the same way for 60 minutes. They played the same way from start to end. The Leafs did not. They played really well, and then it died down.
And that was it for the 6 games.
And that would be the review. I would say over those 6 games, Miller was the best player for the Sabres.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean,
for sure.
Hands down.
The worst player for the Sabres. What would you? Patrick Lulia?
Well, you can't blame it on him. That's unfair.
I don't.
There's too many deflections, too many screenings, and. Alfredson.
Sabretooth.
Sense. Yeah, maybe Sabretooth. Well, I don't know. There were some people that, you know.
Palmville did get at least one. Maybe he got two, but he
but
missed a few.
He missed that breakaway. Then he missed that open netter. And then he had a goal to make up for it.
Right, yeah.
Which
wasn't.
He, can't
he had at least one goal over those 6 games. He might have had 2. I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah, he could have 3. Breakaway, open netter, and a goal.
Oh, he could have had 3,
he
but he missed.
He could have had 3, yeah. And yeah, I think I just didn't like the open that Hermes and the breakaway in Pominville. Mm-hmm. Come on, I mean, when you think of Pominville, you think of a scorer.
Right. You know? Well, the scoring was pretty even over those six games. Different guys got on the score sheet. Like, yeah, you know, Stafford got on it a couple times, Vanek a couple times.
Mm. Greer.
Greer, yeah. Oh, I love him. He's the best. He's the best. all right. Let's this is a new part that we put in the show last time. Thoughts on outlook. What do you think about, as of right now, thoughts on the outlook of the season?
I think our defense turned it around.
Well, I think the defense has been like doing the same thing all year, just the offense kind of took a break.
I think the defense was kind of slow pacing it, but now they're better. That's just me, though. Just watching
the games. You think they're better now?
I'm looking at the previews of the game, the recaps. I think the defense is playing much better, other than the one-timers and the screenings. We're playing well.
Okay.
Our offense is slowing down.
Well, now they're picking it back up.
Well, yeah, you can't just base an outlook on just three games. They had it at the beginning of the season, then they went down.
I'd say throughout the whole season, so far, my thought on the future outlook is definitely playoffs. I think
it was like this last year, wasn't it?
No, I would say this time last year.
I want to say that right now.
At this time last year, they were really not doing that well.
Well, we did start 6-0, and then
Then they just started losing a lot. Yeah, I don't think they were, this high in the conference standings.
Let's just put it this way. If we stay healthy, I mean, we're going to have injuries. I mean, everyone is. But if we stay healthy throughout the season with our good players, and Miller, especially Miller, I think, yes, outlook would definitely be playoffs. But, yeah, if we start losing players...
Like, possibly third seed in the playoffs, like winning the division.
Yeah, well, that's what we're hoping for.
Like,
better, but...
I could see that happening.
Yeah, well...
All the young players are coming around, and they're turning into veterans.
I still want to see Gerby, though. He's my favorite player in the minors, dude.
Gerby is in the minors, and
He's playing Boston College right now.
No, he's in.
I thought they put him in the
Portland.
Boston. I thought he was playing for Boston College. Well, they're both the same thing. They're not in the NHL right now.
Yeah, dude. And if Gerby was like, if he needed to come up, Lindy Ruff would bring him up, but I. Who is he going to replace?
I don't know.
Gerby's hogwash.
But before the season started, if I had to make a choice, I would bring him over Tim Kennedy. That's what I would do. I'll bring him over Tim Kennedy any day.
Well, the coach is the one. The coaches and everything.
I don't know everything that goes into it. I mean, there's probably a lot more that goes into it.
Gerby probably was a favorite over Kennedy, but I guess Kennedy proved something to the coaches more than Gerby did.
Yeah, well, the coaches did say before the season started that they don't want to ruin him. They wanted to, wait and then bring him up at the right time.
Yeah, so but maybe that's what they're trying to do.
It's just, it's waiting for you. Come on, just bring him up. I just want to see him. I mean, I think he played, one game or two games last year?
You have a man crush, don't you?
Oh, no, I don't.
Get out of here. You're in love with this guy.
Have you seen him play? He's amazing.
Oh, my God.
He's giving the next Briere, I'm telling you.
Your face is, like, lighting up when you talk about him.
Dude, he's amazing. There's an
extra sparkle in your eyes right now.
He's like Tyler Myers for offense. That's what I think. I mean, Tyler Myers, you can see the potential in him. Gerby, I definitely see the potential in him.
All right.
Well, we're going to have to wait for that.
It's very possible that we might see him again. But they might pull up Ennis in front of Gerby again.
See, I think it's just the point that they're trying to stick to. Just like, save him. Wait until, he reaches, his level, maximum level at minors, and then bring him up.
All right.
But, yeah, he could definitely be the next Beer.
So right now, the Sabres stand in fifth place in the conference with 32 points.
Yep, and we are, three games behind? Four games behind? Three games behind Boston, four games behind.
And Boston is the only team in our division that's ahead of us.
Yeah, with 33 points, so.
So, yeah, we win one of those games, then.
Yep, we're back at top, which we're going to do tonight. But anyways, that's the standings. We're in fifth place right now. Capitals are first, and then Pittsburgh.
Yeah, we're we're like right there. I don't think fifth is like a big problem.
Yeah, we gotta look at it this way. From first place to eighth place, it's a 10-point difference. They're all close to each other,
kind of. From first place to 13th place, it's a 12-point difference.
Yeah, so, I mean, anything can go from down here.
Yeah, it's really, really close.
I doubt race. That Florida's going to win that many games, but...
Well, as of right now, if they win two, they'd have to win two to knock out Tampa Bay. They could be in eighth if they win two and nobody else wins any. But, you know, it's so early to look at standings, really. Right now, this could be totally different in a long time. What I don't think will change very much is Toronto and Carolina being out of the playoffs.
They're just doo-doo.
Yeah. You know, it's been more than a quarter of the way through the year, so you can kind of see what's going on. It's about a little less than a third. Or no, it is a third. It's a third of the way through the year, so you can kind of see things are starting to fall into place. But I guarantee some of the teams in the top eight will not be in the top eight at the end of the year. And some of the teams below will come up. That's just the way this season works. Injury-wise, the Sabres are going to be without Paul Gostad for a long time, according to Buffalo Sports website, WGR550.com.
Yeah, well, I mean, Gostad's a big key to, like,
wins. Yes, he's a leader on the ice.
I mean, look at the games that we won. He contributed to all of them, basically.
He's a good player to have on your team, even though he's fourth line. Doesn't matter.
I think he's also the highest plus minus on the team.
You think he's the highest plus minus?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah. Also, I think
he has 8 plus what? Minus. Where is he? 6 plus minus, the highest one.
6 is the highest.
Mm-hmm. And the lowest is -8, and that's McCarthy.
I can't believe we have teams in the negative. We score a lot, and they don't score a lot on us. How does that even happen?
Yeah, but I mean, when they do score on us, it's most likely on McCarthy's line.
Also, a big injury would be Craig Revet. He went down in the Philadelphia game, I think, right? Am I wrong?
I have no idea. I didn't watch that game.
I'm pretty sure he went down in the Philadelphia
game. But he could be back tonight.
In the third period. It was the third period of a game he went down. I'm pretty sure it's that one. Yeah, he could. It wasn't that big of a deal, I guess. It looked pretty nasty, but they said that he could be back tonight. He was practicing yesterday, and he's probably practicing today as we speak. And yeah, he said that he could be back, and Coach Lindy Ruff said probably not because he wants to be conservative. He doesn't want to bring him back too early. Yeah. So if he doesn't come back tonight, he'll probably come back next game, which is Saturday.
Yeah.
So look for him then. For me
to go through all the things that I want to be. All
right, it is 3-star time. I think we should get somebody to sponsor this segment of the podcast. Be like, and this is Wegmans 3 stars of the past weeks of games.
Yeah, well,
we could make
that'd be cool.
That would be kind of cool. Anyway, so who are your 3 stars?
No, you can go first.
All right, fine, I'll go first. My first star is Miller. I think we both are probably going to agree on that one. He's pretty lights out, awesome, incredible stuff. Second star would be Revet. He fought twice in that one game alone. He was really doing a good job, I think, being a captain. That's what he should be doing. He wasn't necessarily scoring or anything, but he was doing a good job at what he's supposed to do, I think. And then my third star would be Connolly. He had that one, the Philadelphia game where he had 4 points. Yeah, 4 points, 2 goals, 2 assists. And throughout the rest of the games, he played well, I think. It was possibly going to be Roy because he was getting a bunch of assists and stuff like he normally does. But I think Connolly, just with that one game alone, earns the third star spot for me. What do you got?
I'm going to have to agree with you on the Miller one. He's my first star.
Miller's your first?
Yeah, he's been outstanding. The only reason we're winning those games because of Miller, because if you see all the shots and saves he's making.
Mm-hmm.
Second star, it's going to be Connolly. He's just the best playmaker we have on the team, I think. We have other ones, but I think he's the best playmaker we have. And my third one is Vanek. He always comes through with the goal. We need him. Even though
he has to
camp in front of the net and wait for a rebound, but I think he's been playing well. And he should have had more goals than what he had in the past 6 games, but...
the past three games of the six-game stretch, Conley was a lot better than he was in the first three. He kind of was, like, invisible in the first three games.
Yeah.
But a lot of people were, I guess.
Well, you're not going to have, like, you're not going to be there every single game.
Right.
I mean, it'll be better if you are, but it's not going to happen.
Unless your name's, like, Alex Ovechkin, right? Yeah.
Yep.
Let's do the part where I think we should predict. I vote for a show change. A change to the show. Instead of picking who is going to be a main producer, I think we should state one person and what we want different out of them. You agree?
Well, yeah, I guess.
All right.
I can do that.
You go first, then.
Okay. My guy that I want to see more out of, more production, whatnot. Is Coletta. I think he should change his game plan or something.
What do you want out of him different?
Don't take stupid penalties. I think if we cut the stupid penalties down, I think we'll get more goals and, you know, we'll play better as a team.
Okay. And you want him to keep hitting people, right?
Well, honestly, I want him to keep hitting people, but not stupid ones, you know, like the Florida game.
Like late in the game.
Yeah, late in the game.
Shouldn't be out there on the ice anyway late in the game when you're down by a goal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And
well, he's not going to score for you, most likely. So.
I mean, if we're down by crazy a lot, you know, just do something, you know, make the game exciting.
Yeah.
But not when it's important. You know, don't take stupid penalties. If you get track penalties, that's good, but don't take
them. Okay, I agree. That's a good one. I'm going to say I want to see a lot more out of Vanek. He's got 8 goals, but he should have a lot more than 8 goals. I think he's...
Well, he had his chances.
He's getting paid superstar money. He should start... I don't care if you have your chances. You got to make those chances happen. Oh, my computer is dying. My other computer. Oh, don't worry about that, people. It's just like a...
That was funny.
Oh, you know what? It must not be plugged. Plug it in.
It's not plugged in.
Oh, God. It's going to blow up. This is gonna be the last podcast, everybody. I'm sorry. We're all gonna die.
6 seconds, oh my god.
Vanek. I think that
I kinda agree with you.
Yeah, he's got 8 goals, but how many games
he should
played?
Be doing
24?
Better. He should be doing better, but
we played 24 games, he's got 8 goals. Come on. Yeah.
He had like other like total in the past 16, like, you know, at least 9 chances.
Yeah, but you have to make it happen. It doesn't matter how many chances. You have to just make it happen. And I want to see more out of Thomas Vanek. All
right.
Okay, just we're going to start doing the prediction part now. Last week, Hamed went 4-2, and I went 2-4. We both have a grand total of 5-7. So at the end, whoever has the better at the end of the season has to buy the other person a Baconator or something from Wendy's.
What, are we changing the bets here?
What was the bet originally?
There was no bet?
Oh, yeah, we're going to make a bet. What do you think? How about this? Whoever has the best at the end has to buy the other person a Baconator from Wendy's. If they still sell them at that time.
Okay, whatever.
All
right. Or any kind of sandwich, because I might not want that.
A sandwich? All right, now what are we talking about here? Like a expensive sandwich or
no,
something?
No, like something under $5.
All right. All right, it's done. So yeah, we're both 5-7. Okay. Anyway, do you give your predictions? Well, actually, wait. Hold on. First,
we'll game by game.
I'll tell everybody. Tonight, the Sabres. All 4 games are at home. Till we'll talk next week. Tonight, the Sabres host Montreal. Saturday night, they host the Rangers. Monday night, they host the New Jersey Devils, and Wednesday night, they host the Washington Capitals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, Montreal, what do you think?
I take win.
You take win?
Yep.
I take win, too.
All right.
And then on Saturday, we played Rangers. I give him a win.
I give him a win, too.
Give him a win?
Yep.
And then on Monday, we played the Devils. I give him a win.
I give him a win as well.
And then Wednesday, we played the Capitals. I give him a lose.
I give him a win. All four.
All 4 wins?
4-0.
Wow.
It's going to happen.
That's for all of them.
It's going to happen. They're all home games. Come back against Washington. You know, it's going to happen.
I don't know about Washington. They have stars in that
team. I know. You got your other man crush on that team, right?
Yep, Ovechkin's some man right there.
Don't let anybody hear you say that. Oh, too late.
Wait, go on. Delete that. Okay, time to crack open the Sabres pod box.
From the past week.
Yeah, from the past 2 weeks.
Oh, 2 weeks, yeah. We got a total of two.
is that a record tying? What is that?
That is record tying. Yeah, well, but this was over 2 weeks, and the first one was over 1 week. We got two, so.
Oh, well, come on, fans.
Yeah, come on. I told you guys to email the thing twice for every game, right? But yeah, they didn't do that.
They're not listening.
This is like an exciting part of the show. We would like some. Anyway, well, maybe it's not that exciting, I guess. Oh, well. We got another email from Nicole. She says, hey, good show again. Sorry, no Sabres questions for me this week. Maybe one day. Just let Doug, she's referring to Doug and DePue, know that I agree. Jamarcus Russell blows, but it's looking up because he got benched, hopefully for the entire year. Thanks, Nicole. That has nothing to do with the Sabres. Okay.
Delete.
No, thank you, though, for emailing in. We really do appreciate it. I'm just kidding.
You kidding? What?
I was kidding when I was being... Yeah. We got an email from a Kurt Fetter from Western New York. Kurt says, how do you feel about the depth of this year's team? Last year, the Sabres seemed to run out of gas, including Miller. Any young prospects to help save the legs of this team later in the season? Depth. I think that they do have four solid lines.
Yeah.
Beyond that, I know you love Gerby so much. And they've already brought Ennis up in the past, one for one game.
Yeah, he did good, actually.
I think Adam Mayer is playing because of the Gostad injury, but he's normally a scratch, so we have Mayer to throw in there.
I think the whole roster is looking good.
Yeah, I think those are the only really players that we could bring up. You know, we have like Mike Weber, who's a defenseman that we could bring up if we need. But we also have Pace, and he would be our seventh defenseman, and he's pretty good.
Yeah.
Backup goalie is probably the weakest backup position on the team. But it's not like Liam is terrible.
No, I mean, he just got unlucky with that.
Yeah, he's not terrible, but he's got the hardest job in the world, if you think about it. He's, like, got to be ready at a moment's notice.
And he's got to play like Ryan Miller.
Right, sure. And he can't ever... He's only in a position to fail, because, you know what, if he plays great or if he plays well, you know, that's what he's supposed to do. If he plays terribly, it's like, this guy's a bum. Get him out of here. You know? Yeah. It's tough. But overall, I'm not so sure Miller ran out of gas last year. He got injured last year. 2 years ago, he played 76 games, yeah. And that was when he ran out of gas. I think, yeah, like you keep saying, the whole theme is if you stay healthy, we do have great depth, like, within our four lines already. Like, and you can pull people out if somebody's not doing well for a little bit.
Yeah.
You can pull them out and plug in Adam Mayer or Nathan Pace. You know, you can, and Nathan Pace has played, like, right wing for us in the past, you know. Mm-hmm. So he's a versatile player.
Yeah, so we definitely got the depth.
I think the depth is pretty good. As long as we
stay healthy.
Right, as long as we stay healthy. And even if we lose a couple guys, we have a couple guys that can come up.
Yeah.
So I think the depth is all right.
The only position that I'm worried about is goaltender. You know, if Miller gets hurt, then...
Yeah, but the only reason he got hurt was because he was out of net and Gomez, like, attacked him, you know? Yeah, so, like,
well, they could always happen again.
I don't think that's going to be tonight. Happening again. No, we play him Saturday. Saturday.
Yeah,
Saturday. Gomez is on Montreal now. Tonight. He was on Rangers last year.
Yeah,
he's
on this year.
Gomez.
We play Spacek too tonight. Spacek and Gomez.
Ex-Sabre party. Or wait, Gomez was never a Sabre, never mind. But Spacek was anyway.
Yeah.
And then we already talked about young prospects with your guys in Portland. So I think that pretty much does the mailbag. Any other final thoughts you have to mention?
Go Sabres tonight.
Go Sabres is a great thought.
I'm pretty sure we're all going to be watching it. You know, we're going to be watching after the exam.
Yes, we have a chemistry exam today, which is never fun, but it just has to be done. So,
yeah,
it's the second last one. We're almost done.
Almost done.
Almost done.
Yep.
Anyway, I'm David Bloom.
Hamed.
Goodbye, Sabres Nation.
Peace out.
T-O-N-T-O. Tonight.
T-O-N-T-O tonight? Wow. Yeah. Are you going to watch it?
Definitely. Got to watch it. Sabres might have to take a backseat. But you know what? I'll DVR it.
Yeah, DVR it. It all works.